Certified Boot Camp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.
And hello. If you're new, welcome. If you've been here for a while, then you kind of know how it goes down. But start about 3 minutes past the hour, which we've done, and intro video, and then we start catching up with some little things in the beginning, and then we ease into the show, and then we'll take a break about halfway through. So around 25 minutes or so from now, maybe a little more than that, we'll take a break. I'll go through the room, see who's here, and we can do that today because this show does not, this particular one, we don't have Wings credit for. So because it's not a safety-related show. So I know some of you got the email blast from FAA, but it's for next week. So just so you know that, I don't know why they sent it out so early, but they did. But anyway, just so you set your expectations. So you can't get Wings credit for this one, but you will be able to get it for the next shows and shows after that. So I don't, we might be able to publish which, well, yeah, you'll get a blast from FAA if you're on the FAST team or the FAST Wings program that will tell you. So you could always know whether you're going to get credit or not for it because it'll be in the email. So anyway, there's that. So, and next week is going to be on the probably the best flight training handbook the FAA ever wrote. And I've been through them, basically all of them, you know, at some point or other, I've read every one of them and I've been through them all and summarized them. And by the way, I'm using some AI stuff to help summarize things. So you guys are, and so Nick does a lot of that. And I started playing with that and that's incredibly effective. So just so you know, so for some things it's not so great, but for many things it is really, really good. So it's been helping a lot get to what I need to get to. So that's interesting. So I'll show you a bit of that, how that works and how you can use it too. That'll be part of the program today, just a little bit. So you get your, wet your whistle for it, so to speak. It's saying the South, that'll wet your whistle. Okay. So let's sort of talk about some, set up some things. The setup is that there are things in aviation that cost you money. So, and there are things that pay you money, and there are things that look like they cost something, but actually by having purchased them or used them, you actually spend less, you know? So there's those kind of things. And so I'll give you examples. So ForeFlight to me, and I have the Performance Plus version, right? So the highest version you can get. And I also have the Jeppesen charts, right? And then sometimes, you know, people, their mouth will fly open. Like I fly a piston airplane, most, huh? Why do you have that? Because that $300 that I'm going to spend, actually nearly $400, with safe discount, that's $100 or so off. So say $300 and something. I make way more than that. Like you could, I have a magnifying, huge money on that. Just teaching Jeppesen charts alone, which cost me $275 a year, I make $3,000 or $4,000, right? So, you know, teaching people how to use those. So this is not an expense. So certain things aren't expenses. You know, you're like, well, you know, and then also the product differentiation. So basically that means that when you're out there in the world as a CFI, if it's your first job or your 10th or whatever it is, you typically aren't alone. So people are shopping around for something. Typically they shop on price first, right? And most people do, or that's the idea. So you need a differentiator because otherwise you're just another cog of the wheel. You have a green certificate, you got a gold seal on yours. There's one differentiator. So some of the differentiation is how you're teaching and what you're using as your platform when you're teaching. And then the student, let me tell you that people buy with emotion and justify with logic. That is a fact, Jack. That's, if you don't believe that, then go buy a car and see what they want to do pretty much straight away. That's called a test drive. And the test drive is to get you most emotionally invested in the vehicle. Once I can get you emotionally invested into that, then I have a chance of selling you that car because you can see yourself in it now. And so when you are able to show students things that are appealing to them that other CFIs don't have or not going to want to use, and it looks like it's right up their alley, you're beating the drum pretty hard on that emotional side of things, right? So so that's some of the things. So we use a lot of that. The other thing I can tell you is that this CFI training that you're on about, this is not easy. This is really, and you go like, no kidding, right? I got that, right? It's not easy. And people start off with, I don't know why, we'll get to the presentation in just a second, I promise, but I just want to set this up so you got a good sense about it, right? So, but people think, they come into it, they go, I'm ready to study for my CFI. What do I do? And I'm like, you ready to study for your CFI? I don't know what to do. How did you do this for all the other ratings? Because this is a teaching rating. This is something that has a lot of moving parts. And if you don't have expert guidance, people who have done this before, surrounded around that kind of team, or at least that one kind of person, you're spinning your wheels. You just start looking at things. I guess I got to study aerodynamics. I mean, look at the ACS, and I'll study everything in there. And then by the time you study the first thing, the other things you forgot, right? So the FOI, oh, what's that? So that those kind of things. And so then what do people look for? Well, Mike knows me as a business person, is if there's pain in the market, if there's a pain point, there's a product, right? I don't build it, then you come, right? That's the wrong way around for me. That's Steve Jobs, right? Who showed you things that you didn't even know you needed, right? And then as soon as you saw it, you bought with emotion and justified with logic. A lot of you stood in the line outside the Apple store when those things first came out. Couldn't wait to get your hands on it, right? And then you justified later why it was such an important thing to have, right? But I'm not the visionary in that sense. So for me and our company, I look at where's the pain and how do I address the pain? Because if there's pain, there's a product, if no one has addressed it yet. So that's what I say. So most of our products address a lot of pain points. And so, I search a lot for what people's pain is, because number one, this is my favorite thing to do is flight instructor training. I don't like, people have said this to me. I'm going to give you a secret, or not a secret. I'm going to tell you something that I don't hear many people say. I don't know if Nick will say this too. He might chime in and say, but I can tell you this. People say, where are you going to go on vacation? Don't you need a vacation? I say, I have a job I don't need a vacation from. I don't feel the need to not do my job. I don't feel it's like there's some parts in it that I just, oh my God, I can't wait. I work in a meat packing company or something. Oh God, I can't wait to get to Fiji or something. I don't have that. So now it doesn't mean I don't go places. I go places when it's interesting to me. I don't go, oh, I better go right now because I'm about ready to lose all my marbles. It's not like that, because one of my th my I have two, well, three gifts. They're really good ones too. So one of them is pretty bogus. But if I dial your telephone number on one of those touched keyboard things 3 times, I'll not forget it ever. I can remember my dorm from 1978 a number. I can remember my first office number 408 441 4000. I can just do it in my head. So that's a skill we don't need. I don't need that, right? But one good skill I have is the ability to look at something and summarize it quickly, like ChatGPT as in an individual, right? And then so that's very helpful because it helps distill all, or trim out all the weeds and get to what the content is. So all my writing is structured around that, which is kind of a cool thing. I like that. And the other thing I can do is something called a think talk person. And what does that mean? I never knew that even existed. So basically, like during the show, I have no notes whatsoever. There are no notes here. I'm just talking. I didn't even know what I'm going to say from 1 second to the next. I have no clue. I just know it's going to come out right. And that's why I don't have any fear of public speaking. And when I write things, I just sit down and I start typing. And then I don't know, sometimes it's just thought in my head and that turns into some words. It's kind of like that. And volumes of things will get done over that. And from that, I make products. So then the other thing I'm on a mission about is what do people struggle with? Because I really like flight instructor training. So, and I want to help people be successful in that, because that's a reflection of me. It's a teacher, right? If you're a teacher, if someone gets what they set out to do and they're successful at it, it makes us proud and it makes us feel like we contributed. It makes us feel like we did a good job, that we didn't let this thing go sideways, right? And so as a teacher, that's what I like. So that I look around for what do people struggle with. And sometimes you would think that you would know what those things are. You'd say, well, I just know them, but you don't. Not everything. So and I'll give you some places that you should join that will help you. And we'll start talking about our stuff too. But I do have a checklist, and I don't have any notes, but I do have a checklist to say I don't forget things on the show. So I can look at that as we go. We do have a CFI mastery class, which is kind of useful. So it's a weekend class. We call it the weekend. It's like a boot camp on the weekend, but it's a 2-day class. And it's built to show you how to use technology in the classroom or use Zoom one-to-one with remote instruction. And then the second day is advanced ForeFlight features, teaching from ForeFlight along with using a syllabus. And we give you a push and play syllabus that you can step through all the lessons with all the pre-flight briefings that we show you how to use all that. So it gives you a method, because a lot of times what I find in this flight instructor training, if you try to do this on your own, you don't know anything about teaching, right? You don't know how to teach someone. No, all you know how to do maybe give instructions to someone. Here's how you cook an egg, right? You can do that, but in terms of organizing a whole pilot training thing. I mean, I think you're kind of barking up the wrong tree. You need other someone else to show you how to do that, and then you can figure out how you can put your own self into it. 'Cause that's part of teaching, right? It's not copying someone. Teaching is taking what you need to transfer, being this is your craft, right? You get good at it, and then you make it your own. So some things I can do, I can get away with. I've been able to get away with them all my life, right? And someone else tries that, they're like, "Ooh, that's going to leave a mark." And other things I can't get away with, and or things that I say that's a good style, but it's not going to work for me. So our products are kind of centered around the idea that where's the pain, and how do we get through the pain? And what do we do about it? That's basically what it is. And so I'm going to show you some of those. We'll take a break in about 15 minutes or so. Then I'm going to show you some other things and some places to join that will cost you a little money, but will definitely save you more than you pay. That's good, right? That's a good thing. And one thing is completely free. I know that's the best thing, right? Okay, so I'm going to start this presentation here. So give me one second, and we'll get it going here in a second. Usually I have to restart the share, but it didn't look like this time. Okay. All right, is 98 of you. Now there will be links in the chat for anything that we need to if we want to give you. So, for example, this presentation will be in the chat, so you can go click it. There'll be the outline. You'll also get an email of it. Is there any things I talk about that like a particular thing that will sometimes put it in the chat, or most of the time we'll put it in the chat? So check that, and that will be resources for you. You can also save the chat. So before the end of the show, if you go up, if you're on a Mac, there are three dots up at the top, and you can click Save the Chat. I don't know how you do it. I'm a Windows person, but someone will know. And they could put that in the chat if they want to, too. How do you save the chat, right? And I'll go through all this stuff, like I said, so at the halfway time. Okay, so let's move on. So let's talk about saving money using ours or anybody's products. But I'm going to focus on ours because we've got something coming up which you'll need to know about. I'm not. I'm going to tell you later. But anyway, if you want some of our stuff, you just need to wait a little bit. Not very long, but just a little bit. Okay, here we go. I said that out loud. So how can we spend money, and how can spending money save me money? Well, the hope here is that whatever we're doing for you, I hope this is that it's cutting way down on the one-on-one instruction that you need to have. And for those of you who don't who think this is a self-study program, it is not. Yes, there's a lot of self-study, but you can't get away with this. It's the only, to my knowledge, at least I don't know about the ATP, I'd have to look there, but it's the only, no, so it's the only rating, CFI, that you cannot self-study. There's no home study course approved or allowed. If you look at all the other ratings, recreational, sport, private, instrument, commercial, all those, you can use a home study course. But it's very specific in FAR 61, 185, 183, 185, that you have to have instruction from an authorized instructor. I mean, someone's qualified to teach that that meets the credentials in the fundamentals of instructing, the aeronautical knowledge areas for recreational, private, and commercial. That's a lot of stuff. So you have to have that. And if you walk in, if I were your DP and I saw you have just two hours from some 2 year, whatever that means, I would be like, well, this is probably gonna go pretty bad. Right. So there was no direction here. So the idea is if you do this all one-to-one, I mean, in our course, I'll just tell you how long things take. This is how long it takes. Are you ready? Buckle up. This is gonna be turbulent, severe turbulence. I'm gonna go back to, why did that guy go back to Copenhagen? Are you serious? You're 20 minutes from Canada. The guy turns around. I guess company said, bring it on back to base. So God, right over, they had severe turbulence and he turned around and went back to 5 more hours. Can you imagine? You had severe turbulence. Now you're on that same airplane for 5 more hours and be like, get me off like that. So saving on ground instruction, you really, that's the main thing. So time-wise, our online course is 42 hours, for example. Okay, that's 42 hours of video-based instruction. Then you have a workbook that's embedded in there, and you've got assessment. So you have a really good basis when that's done. Then you come to one of our 7-day classes. Guess what? That's another 42 hours. Now you have 84 hours of instruction received. 84. Okay. Then when that's done, you do about 10 hours with one of our CFIs at one of our places. And that is for two things: for more teaching practice, and then specific training for the DPD is going to do your test. So that's almost 100 hours, 94 hours plus of instruction. So no wonder the pass rate's good. No wonder that if you're not getting that time, it's going to be hard to match a pass rate like that and self-study all this. So the idea is we want to save this. So basically we would contend that if you went through our online course, then it would save you a ton of money with an individual CFI. Then if you come to our sit down class with, after having finished the online class, I think it'd be less to do. So you might just be in that 10 or 20 hours of prep, which then would make sense, right? Because you already had the instruction. So that's good, right? And you're doing it group wise. So that's better. Okay, move on. And being better prepared for a flight lesson saves you money. So if you go into a flight lesson and your instructor hasn't given you things to think about, like what you're going to do today, or how you're going to do something, read this, do that, you're just basically showing up to the lesson going like, spoon feed me everything I need to know, and hopefully it'll all work out good. We don't do it like that. So we want to make sure you're prepared. So spending a little bit of money up front on how to chair fly particular maneuvers, how to do this, how to do that, makes a big difference, because that airplane is costing you a lot. Okay, moving on. Not creating lesson plans. I mean, can we just stop that? This saves time and eventually a lot of money, because if you try to create all these lesson plans, now you can make a case and say, I'm just going to make an outline, a really quick outline, because I know the material well enough to where I don't really need much more than that. Then you could probably cut through it pretty good. But I find that the reason people are doing lesson plans and these schools are making you do them is because you don't know. Like, you don't know it well enough to teach it yet. You have a certificate in your pocket, but if I give you some questions about aerodynamics, just some basic things, chances are you're going to fumble here or there. Now, maybe not the whole place, but you're going to do it. So these schools that have you make these lesson plans, you get to these rough spots in the road when you're making it, say, God, I don't know what adversary, I know what it is, but I can't explain it. And then you start reading and it sort of sparks your study. But to me, that's the wrong way around. That's basically saying, give me the test, and then I'll look and see what I know. Then I'll go back and study all the stuff I should have done before I took the test, right? It sort of doesn't make any sense to me. I think you should, like an algebra teacher, you know, in high school or wherever, doesn't go into class and go like, I'm going to make all these lesson plans because I really don't understand algebra that well. I mean, I do, but it's been a long time. I don't think they take that approach. I think I understand algebra. I maybe have to brush up a few things. And here are these lesson plans that are right here sitting in this desk drawer, this cabinet or online or wherever they are. I'm going to use those because those fit this class. And then I'll look at them, make sure I can teach from them. That's the end of it. And that's what we do. So that's what we do. You'll create one lesson plan with us, uno. That's it. And it's going to be on something weird. But it'll be in the airplane flying handbook. I can tell you that. It'll be something. So and then the rest of them you'll teach from hours, and you'll get to flow them, and it will improve like quickly, right? But you have to go through the online course for us because it fills in those holes. There's aerodynamics taught in there, airspace, many things are taught in there that you may have not really ever been that great at, right? So that's important that you shore up those things. Because you can't expect to come to a, like this one place that does some 5-day thing. I'm like, 5-day if you know what's on the test. If it's only 5 days, you know, then you got to be teaching to the test. And I think that's horrible. I don't want to do that. So no. Okay, how do you study? These questions I get asked a lot. And where do they get asked from? Well, now is my chance to tell you. So there's a Facebook group, really good one. There's two of them actually that you should join. One is called the CFI Study Group. And the CFI Study Group is run by Dorothy Schick and Rex Scholl. And we use Rex in our CFI program to do a lesson plan critique because he's really good at it. So he's in Utah. So he zooms in to do some of that work. And we don't sell anything on the CFI study group. There's nothing really being sold there, but it's a place where people in CFI training can gather and can go to and ask questions, posts. They can get good answers because there's a lot of really good people in there that moderate, and there are group experts like me, and there's what's her name, Jane Carpenter, Jim Pittman, a DP from there, and there's what's the guy's name, Cary Grant is there, not that Cary Grant, but another one. There's a lot of, and many, Greg Brown, who wrote The Savvy Flight Instructor, Brad Machado is there, a lot of people. So it's a place to go. And so if you're stuck on something, if you ask a question, someone will help you, and they cite references as well. So that's helpful, right? So that was a place I went to see, well, this must be a place where people gather. They must have pain, or you know, because they wouldn't be asking a question if they knew it already. They wouldn't be asking these questions. So some of them I thought were, are these silly questions? But they're not silly, because those are real questions people are asking. And it's because that's where the pain is for them. And so the one question is, how do I, I'm getting ready, how do I self-study? Well, you need to go find a flight instructor who does this, not just the guy in the corner. Oh, Bob, he does it in the back. He does like one a year or two a year. That's the guy you don't want. So you want to find someone who does this. That's what their specialty is. Yes, you're going to pay money for it, but you're going to get really good guidance to save yourself a lot of aggravation. So that's the first thing, and probably save money in the end, because a lot of times you just, people are just spinning their wheels, right? Making no forward progress. The CFI is still making money, however much, how much, little, but you know, whatever. And a lot of the people are time building, and so they're going to fly no matter, no matter, right? So I'm only going to fly with you if it benefits you. That's it. So how do I study for the CFI? Well, you need to get structure. So this is an example. You have a copy of this, by the way. This outline, this whole presentation is coming to you. And these are mostly clickable links that you're going to see in a second. So this is an example, 3 days of our 7-day class. Every hour is accounted for, every single one. Every single one of these, by the way, every single hour has a lesson plan. Yeah. And all the resources are there. I have folders that have all the resources in it. That's why it's incredibly efficient. And there's assessment built in there. If you've been there, there's everything that's built in there. And this is kind of how it goes. And if you notice it, I don't cover all the FARs in a day. It's not, oh, today's the day of FAR. Today's the FOI day. Why don't I do that? Well, that was a little secret I learned when I was training in England, was that during the program, I had to study for an ATP there, ATP. So by the way, on the FA system, it took me 5 days with Martha and John King. I went to England. It took me almost 7 months, because you can't know the questions ahead of time. There's 1,200 for every single subject, right? So you're never going to get them. So you have to go to ground school and you have to know it. So they did this. They said, well, we don't want you to get behind in the course. It's kind of fast paced. So if we cover all of like aerodynamics in a day and you get behind after the first or second lesson, you're going to have to catch up all by yourself, and it's going to be tricky. And yeah, and then the next day is some other brand new topic. So they just spread it out. They say, we'll do a little bit there, a little bit there, a little bit here. You know, and then if you get lost or you have trouble with it, then you're going to be able to get back on track by using the evening time. Or at that time, we didn't do weekends, but we do Monday through Sunday now. So you need good structure. This is called our daily schedule. And we send it out to you beforehand. And everybody knows, and if you're joining via Zoom or you're joining in person, you know, everybody knows. And everybody will also know that as a good CFI, you have to control the class. And that if it's a big class, that can get out of hand pretty quick with people bantering and trying to peer stuff, right? So the one thing they know is that when break time is 10 minutes before each hour, they know that. And when the top of the hour comes, I start talking no matter who's in the room. So if you're not back yet, doesn't matter to me. I'm still, nobody in the room, I'm still talking. I'm giving the lesson. And then after you do that once, I can tell you, everybody got the car by sitting in the chair on Zoom and all the videos come up. And that's how you do it. You just say, I'm not having any. I don't have to say anything about it. I'm just going to start talking. And you'll figure it out, right? Now, some products that pay for themselves no matter where you are in training. So we have some of these. And this is a really cool one. We're going to update this one next. But it's totally great the way it is. I'm just going to put more examples. It's called Airspace Flashcards, and it's not expensive because here's the deal. This is, imagine you or your student struggling with this, right? So you say, okay, I'm going to study the airspace. Okay, here we go. Study the airspace. And then how do you know if you studied it right? How do you know? So you go like, okay, I'll test myself. And so you point to forward flight in a particular place, go, what airspace would I be in here at 3,000 feet? And then you say, class G. And you go, good answer, even though it was class echo, right? So, and then you kept practicing that over and over and over again. So the only way you can really know if you're getting the answers right is you got to be sitting down in front of someone who knows. So you sit down in front of me and you say, what's this? What's that? What that's called assessment, right? Or maybe a written test of some kind could be. But what about this idea that we give you a black arrow on a chart at an altitude, and we say, what kind of airspace are you in? And you look at it, and you say, you guess, or you say what it is after you've done training. And we give you the answer with a complete explanation for every single example down below. Everyone has an example, explanation, and everyone has the answer. And then we have entry requirements. What are the entry requirements for this airspace? And then we have with cloud clearance and visibility. So that's in there. So with all this, you can evaluate yourself. Which means, and if you struggle with something, say, you know, I keep getting these E or G or whatever, the night, day, I keep getting these wrong. So then you can take that and concentrate that on on with your flight instructor or someone else. You at least know what, so you know what you don't know, right? So let me show you that. I just want to show it to you here so you can get an idea of it. Give me a second. Ooh. And I'll show you the cover first. The cover is always fun. And man, our formatters are doing such a great job with reformatting things. I mean, we thought we looked good before, but now, geez, they're doing a bang up job. Really, really good job. Okay, so anyway, happy with them. I'll show you what some of the stuff looks like here in a second. But let's share. This is right off. I have to go off the show for PowerPoint just for a second so I can show you this. This is what airspace flashcards look like. That's the book. And then it's identifying airspace is one side of the book. The other is requirements. So it's just as this example. Here's a big old black arrow. What's the airspace at 1,000 AGL? Well, it's a class G. And then why is it class G here? Okay, so there's about 120 of these in the book. So let's grab requirements. Okay, something like this. So here's a black arrow again. What equipment is required to operate here at 7,000 feet? So just over the class delta, right? So none. And there's an explanation of why. And cloud clearance visibilities, all this sort of stuff. So there's many, many things like this. So this will save you a lot of time and money. So something just as simple as this, and I don't know how much it is. It might be $20 or $10. So I don't know. You can there's a link on there you can click. But whatever you spend, I don't think you're going to have at least a half hour ground instruction, right? At least, right? So it'll save you that. Okay, back to the presentation, as they call it in the South. And we'll take a break here in just a few minutes. Good. All right, so let's move off past this. Another common question theme. What about a commercial glider pilot that wants to add airplane signal to land? What do I do? These kind of questions. So if you go to the CFI study group, you'll see these questions get asked quite a lot. And the issue, if this is your mantra, I'm going to self-study, then I'm going to find some two-year CFI to sign me off. I can tell you that two-year CFI, unless they do this a lot, aren't going to know how to do this. They're going to know how to solo a student because they do that. They're going to know how to set them on a cross country because they do that. They're going to know how to set them up for a private pilot certificate. Maybe a commercial. That's it. Nothing else. So it won't be anything about the fundamentals of instructing. When they teach you that or they evaluate that, they'll have the aviation instructor's handbook open. It'll be open. And then they'll be reading it and looking and see if you're saying what the book says. I don't have the book open because I know what's in the book, right? And all of our CFIs who teach this course know. So we don't have the books open. We already know that. So that's what you want. You want something like that. So when this kind of question comes, I already know the answer to this. Why? Because we got a great book that I wrote that teach it to you. And these kind of things are the points. What do everybody hate on the CFI test? Two things. Fundamentals of instructing. That's by far number one. Let's get that out the way. Number one. Like, Jesus. And the second one is all these convoluted regulations with endorsements and training. That's the two things that are the absolute hardest thing to do outside of teaching. But I mean, teaching is one component of it. So I guess those three things and teaching, that's what the rest of the stuff, like if you say aeromedical, okay, I can get through that. You can say, okay, what about the flight controls? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can get through that, right? But what about this thing? I don't know, man. So what did we do? So here, we made this. So talk about a product that's going to pay for, and there's going to be a big price increase on this thing soon. If you have the copy that's in the store now, you will get the new copy for free. So you get the updated copy. So no matter for a year. So and you want that. But anyway, once we release this with the new version, it's going to go from like 38 to 100 and something. So if this is something you like, I'll show you what this looks like. Then have a look at it. Look at this. Look at the time. The kind of work that went into this and how much work, how this will really, really help you. So let me grab it here. Well, we did have it up here. Here we go. Okay. This one, I'll show you what that book looks like. And again, it's coming out of print here really soon. There was just a few little errors with it that I caught. This is it. And it's pretty, it looks nice, right? So there's 36 now scenarios. There used to be 28. Now there's 36. And these are scenarios that we present, that we present you with the solution for them, and then we present you with a flow chart for most of them. So if it didn't need one, we don't provide a flow chart. But let me show you what this is. So let's go past this. So here's the basic content. So there's one-off activities, like flight reviews, Something like maybe wings credit, something like a complex endorsement, high performance, those kind of one-off fee things, IPC. Then there's adding additional category class ratings, like that question that I just showed you is one of those. Then what about initial pilot certification? You don't have a certificate yet, the certificate yet, you want it. I have scenarios how student pilots, what do we do if we want to send them within 50 nautical miles repeatedly? What if we want to send them 1,000 miles? What if we want to have them go to an airport 8 miles away? What if we just want to solo them? Those kind of things. Then we have a sport pilot scenario, sport pilot instructors, flying ground instructors. Then there's an endorse, there's a scenario for the instrument rating. So if I just pick something, I think kind of pick that one additional. Okay, well, first, let me show you. We summarized also these, show you that. Look at this. This is kind of fun. So when I go down through here, if you look at these activities, all the regulations are summarized here in the beginning. So even if you don't go to the flow chart or the scenario, you have all those things are here. So for example, to solo a student, not a student pilot, here's the regulation, here's what needs to be done. So these are all summarized, which is really quite handy. Now let's go on to the table of contents here. And then you can see there's even more drill down into the table of contents. So let's pick this. Okay, adding additional category or class to an existing pilot. So that sounds like a thing we want to do. Here's a scenario. Determine the training requirements, endorsements, and procedures required for a pilot with commercial pilot glider rating to add airplanes single engine land to their certificate. Then, so you try to solve that, and then the solution will be here in words, and then there's a flow chart, which walks you through the entire process. Right. And also the FAR numbers are here. So it allows you to self-correct. Right. So it means that if you didn't have this, something like this, you wouldn't know whether you got it right. And you'd have to go find a flight instructor or someone to see if the answer is correct. Otherwise, you're hoping it's right. Okay, let me go through the room now. Let's do that. I like that. Okay, let's see who's here. I'd like to take a look and see who are. This is, I think this is Power Hour 215 or 216, right around there. We've done so many of them. And people do ask, where can I find those at? You can, all the live show is always free. You can always attend for free. You're already here, so you know how to get here. If you want to see the others, there's two ways. The first way is it's our membership site. You go to cfibootcamp.com, we'll show you. And resources, you join Bootcamp Plus at the basic level, it'll give you a handful of them, like 10, 12. And if you join at the paid membership site, which I can't remember how much that is, but it's not like not terrible, then you can see them all. And you can see every month all of them, right? So here we go. So Alex is here. Alex does the wing stuff. So he's here. Let's see who else is here. I want to go through. Bruce. Oh, the Bruces are here. Bruce Miller and Bruce Ray. Yeah. Cabot's here. Hey, Cabot. I'll see him sometime. Cliff with C2, capital C, capital L is here. Clifford Rudolph. We've got the people I know. I kind of go through if I've seen you enough times. Dorothy, oh my word, Dorothy's here. Well, there she goes. Well, she's the one who runs the CFI study group, and that's a group you should join. And she's an excellent moderator. I don't take any, no judgment. So if you want to criticize people for asking a question, this is the wrong place to go. If you want your question answered, regardless of whether you think it's stupid or not, just ask it, and someone will take it on. And the people who judge people, that's not the place for you. So there's that. Okay. Glenn Johnson's here with all caps on the Johnson. People play around with Clifford's name. I've got Ken Mayer's here. Good. I've seen you many a few times. This guy, you showed up first today, Maria. Balaro. So you showed up before we even started. So that was kind of good. You're ready, huh? You are ready. Mike Lyons is here. Hello. And I've got who else is in here? Robin Lindstrom's here, hello, but he didn't say his last name. He's hiding it. See, oh, Sethany's here. She was in our CFI class. Now, her and her husband have a Technam twin. They're based out of Frederick, Maryland, along with some other stuff. And he does flight instructor training. He was a ex-airline guy. She still is a flight attendant, but she's becoming a CFI. So that would be a good place to go to do like a multi-engine rating or check her out. You can check them out there in Frederick. And Soledad, he is here for the Dominican Republic. She's been in a couple classes. Tom Mosley, hello. Wally's here. Wally was in our CFI class in Miami and finished up, and now he's teaching either in Daytona Beach or up in Baltimore. Walt's here. Hello, Walt. And that's who I've got. I haven't seen Gary Weaver in a while, so we're gonna have to follow up with him. We're gonna send out the what do they call that when you send the police out to the door or something, a welfare check. I'm gonna be calling him up. He's a good guy. Okay, there's that. So I've done that. Let me move past that for a little bit. I want to take a look at the chat and see who is in the chat, what the answers or questions you might have. There's plenty of stuff. There are links in the chat. I'm gonna talk about our mastery class. That's I said about that. That's a link for that. There's also a link, Nick can put in the chat, of all of our free stuff. So you don't have to go hunting for it. Like if you want to join our newsletter, which is quite, we don't make a cheesy newsletter. It's pretty good, right? And I do a video podcast of that. So every month. So then there's other things that we have, the Power Hour, then many, many things. So we give you a chance to take a look at the CFI class live in person, or not in person, online for a couple hours if you like it. We do all that kind of stuff. So, there you go. Let's see. Rick says, y'all have great topics to learn. Okay, you got to run. Okay, that's okay. Something to do. That's fine. Looks interesting. And not even a CFI yet. Well, good. I'm going for my initial check right in December the 10th. Way, look at that. Great flashcards. Please put the link to chat to sign up for boot camp. I have to leave the meeting. There isn't a way to do it. Oh, you have to. You could save it now. You want to save the chat, but there's not another way. Thanks, Nick. I will sign up when I get back. Okay, that's good. Okay, he's got it in there. I think Nick took care of that. Does the book purchase? No. The free version updates for a year. We don't do anything past a year. Because it just, like, for example, I'm going to show you the lesson plans that we're finishing. Which are aligning up with the new ACS now, everything. The other ones are fine, but we just had to eventually get to that. So I'm going to tell you that that project costs us almost $40,000 to do the updates. Okay. So giving stuff away for free for life doesn't make sense for us, unless we just want to keep it as it is, and just make minor updates every once in a while. But we make updates. We make some updates. Okay. Now let's take a look here. I want to show you something else. Look at this. This is how things look. This is the lesson plans aligned to the ACS. They're not done yet, but they're getting done. This is the pass that we get from formatting to say, hey, go through it. And there's a lot of pictures in there. But anyway, then you get these notes are for me, right? Added content for this or that. So, we have four people working on this project. So, and they're not cheap. And if people want to do their own lesson plans, go ahead. But they're incredibly difficult. To make these on your own. And the images have to be blown in particular places. So this was updated with speed limits and all manner of things. All this stuff is in here. Like, it makes my head crazy because I look at it and go like, oh my God, But then I wrote all this stuff. So the lesson plans are getting done. And we said that's what this book is, the endorsements and all that. So let's carry on with a bit back to the presentation for a second so I can get to where we want to go here with it. And again, next week is going to be on the one of the best handbooks the FA ever wrote. And you'll get a copy of it, by the way. It's free. You don't have to pay anything. So that'll be good. And the links that we put in the chat to all of our free stuff is free. Now we put you on the email list. So when things like if you want the newsletter, it'll come to you. You don't have to do anything. And then so all those lists are sculpted lists. So basically you're getting not getting like everything that for right for the most part. So that's that. Okay, and let's move. I want to put this back to the share so we can see it. We can do a little bit more touring here for a second. Touring. Yeah, it's cold out today. Jeez. So these are the flight instructor lesson plans. And again, if these aren't updated by the time that our big blast is going to come out here on next Friday, we'll look for next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. When that time comes. You'll get these, and then when the others come out of formatting, you'll get those too. And the same with any of the books. So those are going to be good for a year. So you'll be in good shape on that. And these are totally fine. These are actually very good. But there was some extra things that the ACS changed a little bit. They kind of grouped some things together and took some things out. So to make it like one to one, we did that. And I rewrote some of them that I said, oh, I really, because like the runway incursion one, it used to be really big. Now, if you look at the ACS, it's not that big. So we had to realign everything, things like that. So it wasn't easy. And eventually, like weather theory, we had to add that. And that wasn't in there before because it wasn't in the ACS. So there's like all the different slow flights, made me crazy. But it's what I like to do. I mean, I don't like the cut and paste and the mod. I don't like that. I like being creative. By the way, if you didn't know that, did you know why I say I don't need a vacation for my job? I don't need one because I have a job I don't need a vacation from. And that's because it's got creativity in it. Because your destiny, you were born to create if you don't know that. When you're not creating, you're not happy. If in case you didn't know. So next time, check it out. Anytime you're creating, doing something creative, you're happy. But when you're not creating, you're not that happy. So I was born to create. So there you go. So, and it can be creating as simple as making dinner. That's creating, right? It can be any of those things. But when you're not creating and you're just another cog in the wheel, and maybe flipping burgers isn't that creative too. Some people could be, but then you're not happy, right? Then you need a vacation from it. All right, now products that take you from zero. So we have our online course. It's 42 hours. It's video based, and it's getting an update here very, very soon. When? Very soon. I produced 16, 17, 18 new videos that are either brand new videos or replacements for the ones that are in the current online course. So that's basically about half of the content is, but the other stuff is didn't need to be updated, so we're fine with that. So I did a new airspace video that shows you how to teach airspace. It's about 30 minutes long. It goes through everything, right? And so I'll show you what they kind of look like. And I'll show you what it, well, let's just show you what a new video looks like. Because I'm working on one right now as we speak, so to speak, so to speak, so to speak. Here we go. All right, this is what they look like when I'm messing with them. So you get the inside look. There. So this is not published, of course. This is, well, it's published. I already published it, but this is what it looks like when I'm doing it. So take a look at some of the things that I have in this video. I think you're going to find it fascinating. So listen to a bit of the audio. I think you can hear it.
What they were filming.
Look here.
All right, this is from the 1969 Flight Instructor's Handbook. And what they did was they broke out these maneuvers into operational maneuvers, as you can see here. Coordination exercises, what these are for, planning maneuvers, ground reference maneuvers, airspeed control maneuvers, maximum performance maneuvers, emergency or special flight maneuvers, and finally, there were flight operations. So I think this is a better way to categorize the maneuvers rather than just lumping them sequentially in the ACS or PTS.
So I give you the history of these things, and then of course I'm going to show you how to do them so that when you go teaching steep turns to your students, you're doing it right. So let me move ahead here a little bit. And all the nuances of all the things, like chandelles, steep spirals. We go into the complete history of the steep spiral, why it's done upwind. Let's go through everything. Why and other things that were lost. A lot of the handbooks had things in it that were just over the years lost. So anyway, that's just an idea. So that's what they look like.
Price. But I bring it out because I think it's important.
So what I'm doing is I'm teaching you how to teach the maneuvers, but I'm not using the lesson plan for it. You're going to use our lesson plans to teach from it, but this is bringing up your knowledge to a point where you feel comfortable teaching it. That's the point of these maneuvers videos. So I did chandelles. I did a deep dive into eight sun pylons. If you haven't seen my eight sun pylon video, it's like, I think there's probably, I don't know how many people would consider themselves experts on eight sun pylon, but I'm one of them. I know more about that maneuver than, I mean, a lot. I know the complete history of it. I know the mathematics behind it. I got the physics behind it. I got it all. So I go through that in varying levels so you can understand it in one of the videos. So eight sun pylons. There was also a power hour on it. I think last week or a week before something. We had a double feature last time because we had an FA blast said we're going to do one thing and we're prepared to kind of do something else. And so you had to kind of do them both. But anyway, this is kind of what they look like. And when they're published, then they look like a regular old video. But this is, the waveforms here that I have to edit. And, it's just a lot of work. And I don't use a script. I do this all off the top of my head, all of it. I don't even use notes. I just put why I make the PowerPoint, which are kind of my notes. And I just talk about it. And then if I miss something, I'll put on the same shirt, sit in the same place, and do that. I've had to do that a few times. Like, oh, that's not good. That's going to leave a mark. So okay, that's give you a look at what looks inside. And then the actual course, it looks kind of, let me move it over here so we can see it and get an idea what it looks like. Oh, Safari. Sounds like something we want to do. This is our online store. So you'll be able to find the links are all in there. You click on them, you find everything. But anyway, this is all the stuff. But the online course, let me log in and I'll show it to you. Here. And
Hey,
there's a
Mike.
new course.
Can't
Yeah, new course. Huh?
see
Oh, we're
you.
not sharing. Okay, got it. Okay, let's share here. I didn't ca catch the share. So this is the new course is going to be here, initial flight instructor course. And what we did was we embedded CFI Essentials, which is our $400 program. I'll show you in a second. We embedded that into the course. You just download it here. And if you take a particular lesson, like I don't know, if I pick six, I think six is one airspace. National Airspace System. What we get is we get the video lecture, and there's CFI Essentials in case you didn't get it. And then over here, there's assessment. So you play the video. So for example, you can play a piece of it. I don't know. Play the video. And then you can download the audio if you want, so you can listen to it in your car. There's a little description of it here. And then this is the assessment. So it pulls that up in the downloads. We go get it, open it. And then we can go here. And so we stripped our workbook and put it into here. So we have the questions here, answers, references, all that are here. So that gives you a good chance to reference that. Okay, so that's what's in the online course. So like I say, there's 16, actually there'll be 17, 18, 19, almost 20 videos when I'm done. I've got one more to do. I'm still on the roll, right? Projects get inertia, you know? And so when you leave something, so I'll do that later, then you have a lot of catch-up work to do. Where if I just keep plowing through, then it's pretty good, right? It works okay. All right, let's go back to the show here. So that is 42 hours. So what that means is that when you're done with that, you've got a really good basis for CFI stuff. Now, it can't evaluate your ability to teach, right? Can't do that, but it can do everything else. So it can do all the heavy lifting, we would call it. Let's move off to here. And the assessment, again, workbooks in the course. And it includes CFI Essentials. So I need to show you what that is now. So let me go, that's this thing. So let me show you what that is. We put together this product, probably one of the first things we put together. And I have to show you in different ways. So let me just show you here. It's a folder. Okay, hold on. I'll sh be able to share it in a second. I have to share it as I go so you can kind of see all the steps. So you see how easy it would be for you to use it. So it's, for example, here. So you download it, you put it wherever you want. And it's got five subfolders in it. Airplane info, which is going to have POHs for a lot of airplanes, so oxygen systems, or syllabus from private pilot all the way through commercial. It's here. Then it's ASA syllabus. Then there's our custom stuff, which is here. And all the FAA material organized by handbooks, legal interpretations, advisory circulars. There's a sample of a pre-solo knowledge test here. So, for example, this is all the FAA stuff, right? So if you want to find, if on the ACs are organized, I don't, if you just go to FAA website and you click on a particular AC, it's going to have the AC number first. There's no description in the AC. So you don't know what it is after a while. So what I do is I just tell you what's in it over here. So I take the AC number, still leave that, and I tell you what's in it. The same thing with legal interpretations. I tell you what the interpretation is and what's in it. Because that way you can search it. If you're looking for it, you find something quickly. Also, the ACSs are here. Everything is here. FAA handbooks, all those are in here. Those are all current. So all this stuff is organized, right? All the TSA stuff is here. And then our stuff. So if you go to here, we've got the airspace flashcards are in there. There's a 172 maneuver guide. There's a check ride quick study guide. Some cost estimators. There's FOI chapter summaries of the FOI is in here. So these are chapter summaries of every chapter in the FOI. So I don't know, something like that. Okay. Oh, you don't see it. Oh, here. So these are chapter summaries within the FOI. Chapter four of the TSA. So I summarized every chapter for it. So in that particular book. So that, kind of helps out with this boogeyman, what's called the FOI, right? And the problem with that, by the way, is that people ask all the time. It's the very first question I think they ask in the CFI program that we run. And the program, the question is, how's it going to be, what's it going to, and what are they going to ask me? Is what they say. What are they going to ask me? And I say, a lot. No, I don't say that. I say, well, the problem, I can't give you an answer to it. Here are the lesson plans. So let's hear. I've shown those to you already up there, what they look like. Oh, no, maybe I didn't show that to you. Maybe I can show you here. That's what they look like. And we can go down here to, I don't know, pick something. Steep turns, maybe. Steep turns here. One I always use. There's a outline here, key points. And there's risk management, images, questions for the students, common errors, and images, if there's additional images that need to be there in the completion standards. So for everyone, they're all here. So this is slow flight. And it goes. So anyway, that's what that is. So all the lesson plans are in there as well. Now going back to the thing here. A second. Oh, you don't see that. I gotta show it to you here. Here. Okay, these are the flight instructor lesson plans here. Here. Okay, so this is slow flight, for example. So objective, motivation, presentation, how long it's gonna take, key points. Risk management, images, questions for the student, common errors, completion standards, and additional images. So every lesson has that kind of format to it. So anyway, those will get you through. And we, like I say, we use them all the time where we are. It's what we use in the class, of course. That's what they look like. That's it in CFI Essentials. Now let's go back out to that for a second. And I'll show you the another, I promise you, I'll show you something for free that I use, which I want to kind of help you because I think you're really going to like it. Okay. No. After I stop showing you this shit stuff. Did I say that? I said that out loud. Oh, the stuff. Okay. Here we go. You should, if you think that's bad, wait, go to one of our classes and see how it works. I'm like, gee, here we go. Okay. A workbook's in here. Complete workbook for the CFI. Here's the workbook. Show that to you. Looks like this. So here are the table of contents for it. So let me grab it here. So here's the content. So let's pick, I don't know, learning process. So there's a introduction, and then there's scenarios here. And you I write in response. So then there's assessment questions. So these are just scenarios, right? And then these are the answers. So there's it's just workbook questions. And there's always answers with where in the handbook the assessment questions come from. So there'll be answers to that. Where does everything come from here? Like this is page chapter three, page three. So this reference there like that. So that helps you, you know. So learning, one of the things we found or I found that learning is multifaceted. You know, one of the characteristics of learning, the PMA, remember, purposeful, the result of experience. It's multifaceted, and it's an active process. The multifaceted part is some people get things in one way, some people get things in a different way. So as before we close out, we've got about 5 minutes, which is fine. But I wanted to say, like when I was at university, I struggled with this particular class, two more than a particular class, a mathematics class. And I went, this instructor is awful. And so then I read the book, and it's really not helping a lot. It's like okay, but it's like the same. I still can't get it. So I go to the library, and I got four other books on the same topic. And between all those books, those other ways of showing things and worked examples, I got a book of worked examples. All those things together made me be able to pass that class with an A, right? And not attend the I attended the class, but I got almost nothing out of it, right? And I saw so I had the self autodidactic, right? So I autodidactic. So I basically had to teach it myself. And so then the problem with that, so learning comes from many different things. So that's why we have these FOI summaries. We give you something in the class called FOI roadmaps, which is a mind map for every chapter with worksheets in it. And then there's the video, and then there's a live lecture. And then, you know, all these touch points make a difference because learn, especially in something new like that, like this fundamentals instructing where, you know, so the answer, by the way, to what's how it's going to be tested, it depends on the DPE. We have one DPE tested all by scenario. Every bit of it, except for maybe one off question here or there. That's the one you want, right? I know that. What's his name? We're gonna have contact information. And then the next one is test it line by line. Right from the ACS, line by line by line by line by line. That's how he does. So I don't know. It depends on who's gonna do your test. That's how it's gonna be tested. So we already know RDP. So we when we're done with training, we never teach tests. We only start talking about the test when the training's finished. And then we can talk about tests. Then we can talk about that all day long, but not until then. Okay, let's go back to the presentation so we can round out the last of it here. I'll go through the chat. I am going to open up the room at the end of this presentation. So if you want to stick around and you have things that you want to talk about or have questions, I'm happy to answer that for you. What is that? Oh, that's a link. Okay, I don't want that. Okay. Also, we have a product called Teach Brief Fly. And this is a really incredible product. So I really like it. One of my best work here. So the first part of it is all of our lesson plans. The second chapters or the second sections of it are pre-flight briefings for every maneuver with a little miniature whiteboard with what to put on the whiteboard and what to say. And then the third part of it is what to say while you're doing the maneuver in the airplane. So it's all those three things together. You can use it in any syllabus, whether 141, part 61, doesn't matter. It lines up perfectly to any of that because it's maneuver-based. So, and all the academics lessons are in there as well. So that's a really good thing. There's a student guide to this as well. And then that way the student comes in prepared, right? Because they do the work. We also have this thing. It's Private Pilot Pathway. It's the last thing I'm going to show you. So let me show it to you now. I'll have to grab it here just a second. It's the one thing I forgot to cue, but I have it, so don't worry. This is a big project. It took us a long time to make this, but this basically is a product that that steps you through. It's a syllabus, but it's a living, breathing syllabus. What does that mean? Pathway. Here, I want to show it to you. Here it comes. 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Here goes. Boom. So this is Private Pilot Pathway. And this is stage 1, 2, and 3. And if you just pick this, like view now, this is how much time. This is what's in each lesson. So let's pick this lesson. View it. This is the outline of it. View the lesson. And now it's going to step you through how to teach the lesson, the whole thing. It's all here. Very small amounts of text. Any images are preloaded. Then for the flight maneuvers, go back to here. Here's like the first flights. Like, let's pick this one. Slow flight, steep turns out not a good one. View the lesson. Then you're going to get all the pre-flight briefings. So it's risk management here. Okay, these are the traffic pattern. These are slow flight, what to write on the board, steep turns. So that's what's in that. Okay, that's what I got. So I think that's kind of the end of the road. I will open up the room here at, like I say, at the end, so you all can talk, participate, whatever it is you want to do. Nothing's off the table. You can ask whatever you want. If you have a specific question, you can ask it as well, and I'll answer it. Well, someone will answer it for you. Sometimes it's not me. Sometimes someone else will just know. So, okay. Now let me go grab this, and we can say goodbye for this week and get ready for that next week, which is going to be on the best handbook the FAA ever wrote. Okay. And that's going to be pretty good right there. I can't wait for that. But I already know what it is, so it's too bad. Bye. Live from CFI Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.